Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Could just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Let's begin this episode with a true story. Asher DeMatz walked through the front doors of a supermarket. Hanging at his side in place of a reusable shopping tote was a discreet laptop bag. DeMatz wasn't shopping for groceries. This was a break-in. But neither the avocado-inspecting shoppers nor the credit card-swiping cashiers realized they were under attack. DeMatz walked through the store and found a back room lined with people at computers. It was a training session, a perfect place to blend in. So he sat down and hijacked a machine. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with DeMatz. He said, "I just went in and unplugged the cable from the back of one of the machines and plugged it into my laptop. I was hacking away for a while and gained access to systems and databases pretty quickly from that room." Soon after, the trainer approached DeMatz. She was polite but unsure about him. He told her he was from the head office, there to install some updates. This appeased her for a few minutes, but she decided to loop in her supervisor. That's when DeMatz figured it was time to head out. He said, "I closed everything and started to leave. I took the stairway, and unfortunately, as I pushed the door open, the alarm went off." The trainer, already hot on his tail, the chase continued to the soundtrack of blaring security alarms and a final screeching crescendo as the trainer shouted across the store, "That's him! That's the guy!" Another supermarket employee approached DeMatz, but DeMatz was prepared. He had a manila folder with a fabricated work order. He told them that he was from corporate and that there had been a serious hack in the store's system. He said, "Did you know there was a breach on your network last night? Millions were stolen." And the supervisor said, "No, I had no idea." The pair agreed to get on a call later that afternoon to avoid any heads rolling due to the serious cybersecurity infraction. Part of DeMatz's tale to the supermarket manager was true. He was hired to be at the supermarket and by the supermarket's leadership. However, the only hack that had happened was the one Demotz did himself, and he didn't steal a dime. He was hired to see how far he could hack into the supermarket systems. And in this case, he got far. Now he had helpful information to share with the leadership team on how to make their security more effective and safer for employees and customers alike. Demotz has more than 20 years of experience in this sort of gig, called penetration testing. He explained, the reason companies have penetration testing is because they don't know what they don't know. You could have a great internal IT or security team that are installing packages and trying to secure systems, but until you get a hacker in there who's digging in and doing things they shouldn't be able to do to find those risks people have missed, companies don't know what their risks are. Demotz's goal is to find vulnerabilities before bad guys have a chance to, an increasing threat for businesses of all sizes. According to the 2017 Cost of Data Breach study sponsored by IBM Security, 60% of small and medium businesses are attacked each year. What's worse is that of those businesses, 60% close their doors within 6 months of the attack. The average global cost of a single breach is $3.62 million. And in the first 6 months of 2021, the number of businesses affected by ransomware attacks, those where malicious software is installed that block access to networks until a ransom is paid, more than doubled compared with 2020. That's why more and more organizations are hiring penetration testers to break into their systems on purpose. These experts are also known as white hat hackers, in a literal hat tip to mid-20th century Western film symbolism. Demotz explained, it's like an insurance policy. If companies spend the money now on security, it saves them from the 10 or 100 million it will cost them if they're breached. If they get their ransomware assessed and they inoculate themselves, for example, it saves companies months of headaches and lost revenue from not being able to do business. The other reason organizations pay to get hacked is to make sure they meet stronger regulatory standards. Healthcare, financial organizations, and government institutions, among others, must meet federal, state, and industry cybersecurity regulations as hacking becomes more common and more costly. You may think of hacking as a remote activity, accessing the network or sensitive data, but penetration testers look at both physical and technical aspects of an organization's security program. Demotz said, we test the physical controls. Can we gain access to a building, get past security, go through a back door? Can we gain access to physical files? Can we get into areas where companies print credit cards or gift cards? He offers advice too, like recommendations for employee training programs, so people like the supervisor he met know how to verify people who are supposed to be in the building or not. Or what to do if they don't recognize someone, instead of initiating a store-wide pursuit, even if it does make for a good story. He said, we have a lot of fun doing this, but we also provide a lot of value to the client. Penetration testers must have a detailed knowledge of technology, and that comes with experience, not just fancy tools. Demotz said, penetration testing is understanding and interacting with technology, knowing the way that technology is supposed to work. It's a methodology, and maybe aligning a tool toward it, but it's not simply about scripts or tools. Once Demotz is inside a system, he looks for three things: where he can log in, what software versions are in use, and whether systems are configured correctly. He explained, can we guess a password? Can we find some other way to access a login? Maybe the software is out of date and there's an exploit, so we try and exploit some randomware code against it to try and gain access to the systems. And some things can be found in an audit, but we're also finding things the organization hasn't thought of. There's an important distinction there. An audit asks, is the security program being followed? Penetration testing asks, is the program working? The problem may not be as simple as out-of-date software, but an entire security strategy that needs improving from a bird's-eye level. White hat hacking is becoming more popular with organizations responsible for personal data, like Facebook, which is known for incentivizing white hat hackers via their bug bounty program to find vulnerabilities in their system. You may never see them, never know they're there, but penetration testers help keep businesses secure, and customers, like you, safer too. Today's episode is based on the article, Companies Pay This Guy to Break Into Their Networks and Offices, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Allison Troutner. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.